Chapter 3. The Golden Oak Library Society. A few unbearably long days later, Rainbow Dash's wish was about to come true. Book club night! It would be nothing but talking about Daring Do all evening. By the time Rainbow arrived, Twilight Sparkle's home was already bursting at the branches with ponies who had recently finished reading Daring Do and the Volcano of Destiny. Every pony had come prepared for the very first meeting of the newly established Golden Oak Library Society. One by one, they filed into the library, clutching their copies of the book and chattering excitedly about its contents. Rainbow Dash took a seat at the front and watched the room fill up. This was going to be awesome. Plot Twist and Berry Punch walked in together, followed by their friends, Lyra Heartstrings, Sweetie Drops, and Wildfire. They all poured themselves cups of cider from Applejack's refreshments table and took their seats.
Daring Do is such an exciting hero! I just love her! Said Berry Punch.
This was the best book yet, said Plot Twist. We completely sold out in the first hour at the shop. Sweetie Drops nodded in agreement.
The next book release will have to be even bigger.
Totally, Wildfire added, her voice monotone. The brown-maned pony wore straight-edged bangs that hung over her eyes and a chilled-out expression. It was still the most excited she had ever looked.
Pinkie Pie popped up out of nowhere.
Name tags, any pony?
She passed each attendee a little red sticker that said, Hello, I'm fill in the blank. Pinkie was already wearing one, except instead of her own name, she'd written, Hello, I'm excited.
You're excited?
Asked Sweetie Drops. The pony scratched her blue and pink mane in confusion.
Sure am,
Pinkie Pie replied with a smile.
Aren't you?
I'm confused, Sweetie Drops replied.
She already knew Pinkie Pie.
You're... And I'm excited you're here, confused,
said Pinkie, passing her and Lyra some name tags. The two ponies shrugged at each other.
Sorry I'm late, darlings. I wasn't sure what one wears to a library society, announced Rarity, waltzing in the door, but I managed to rustle something up.
She was decked out in a collegiate ensemble, consisting of a sweater over a collared shirt and horn-rimmed glasses. Her saddlebag was filled with quills and notebooks. She definitely could have passed for a student at Mythica University.
I never tried the bookish look, but I think it really works on me, no?
I think you look great, Rarity, said Spike, popping his head out from the other room.
Before Rainbow Dash could add her two bits on Rarity's look, Fluttershy stepped inside. A little green inchworm followed her. He was wearing glasses and a tiny Daring Do pith helmet. He scooted in, moving almost slower than Tank, Rainbow Dash's pet tortoise.
I hope it's okay that I brought my friend William Wormsworth, she said in her gentle tone. He's a bookworm. He loves books ever so much and begged to come along.
William smiled and scooted to the top of a stack of Daring Do books.
Of course, said Rainbow anxiously. And it's nice to meet you, Will, but please sit down so we can get on with it.
It felt like every pony moved slow on purpose to frustrate her. Where was the hustle? But still, Rainbow was happy to see that all her friends had shown up for the meeting. The discussion was bound to get really heated, and not just because they were going to talk about the Volcano of Destiny. She was going to impress every pony with her new theory. Rainbow was pretty sure that the Volcano of Destiny would become the hollow hideout of the prophesied stalwart stallion of Naples in the next book. Surely, no pony else had made the connection between the newly recovered ancient map of the underground fortress of Mount Vehuvius in Chapter 4 and its similarity to the one mentioned in Daring Do and the Griffin's Goblet. It had to be the same one! She just knew it!
All right, every pony,
Find a seat and we'll get started,
Twilight announced. There was a twinkle in her eye. Clearly, anticipating a whole evening of talking about books with her friends had brought her to almost the same level of enthusiasm as Rainbow Dash. Twilight had certainly worked hard to make the event very official. The room was arranged so that the ponies could sit in a semicircle. It was a little bit like a classroom, but more casual. The book-lined walls of the hollowed-out tree set the mood nicely. A big chalkboard listed the order of business for the meeting.
Welcome, Twilight chirped. I'm so glad you're all here to share in the joy of reading with me.
In my opinion, there are not enough events in Equestria purely for celebrating books, especially the Daring Do series.
For once, Rainbow Dash wholeheartedly agreed. She didn't even care if it made her an egghead.